It's 5:33 here on Downtown. Rich Kimble with you on a Thursday afternoon. But we're not dancing in the moonlight. We're dancing on a weeknight. That's the title of a brand new album by our next guest, a good friend of the show. He writes for Showtime's Desus and Mero and is one of the funniest people in the business, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me back. I did not consider until after I had locked in the album title that it sounded exactly like an existing song.
Well, no. You've taken it to a different level there. What was the inspiration for the title?
So it's just a quick line from a joke that the line doesn't always do very well, but I think it's a great encapsulation of like the level of fun that I bring to the table, which is slightly more than staying home on a weeknight.
So wild, but only weeknight level kind of wild.
Yeah, weeknight level wild. That's exactly right. It's staying home on a weekend to avoid the crowds.
That's a pretty good plan right there. Now, the last time we talked with you, you were getting ready to do some shows over in Burlington, Vermont. And there is this a part of the album?
So I recorded in Burlington. The Vermont Comedy Club folks were just really generous to have me for an album recording. The shows were really fun. It was also like right before the holidays. And I think I just didn't draw quite as well as I'd hoped because I'm not, as I learned, famous in Vermont. So I re-recorded in Brooklyn at the Bell House. I just did one show, and I was so grateful to the Vermont Comedy Club people, and also really grateful to the folks that came out in Brooklyn.
Do we want to try and analyze why your popularity isn't what it should be in the Green Mountain State?
That's very kind. I think it's mostly about population density, and I'm not famous almost anywhere, so that's probably why. I think it's a subset of my greater non-fame.
So, do you not drive a Volvo? Do you not have a cow?
I know, right? My Birkenstock collection is scant at best. I don't manufacture any flavors of gourmet ice cream.
Oh yeah, there it is right there. Well, listen, you mentioned footwear. And that gives me an opening. My level of jealousy may be at an all-time high since I saw the new kicks that you got from Dunkin' Donuts. How did you manage that?
Oh, wow. So I'm very, this is great. So Dunkin' Donuts and Saucony, the shoe company, they've been doing collaborations for a running shoe around the Boston Marathon every year. It's like Dunkin' Donuts branded. And I think the model is like a Kinevera, it's called. And I just tweeted about it. I was like, I was deeply insulted that I had not been offered a pair for free. And an acquaintance of mine very thoughtfully reached out who works for the shoe company, and they Saucony, and she was like, "What's your address?" And I was like, "Yeah!" And so they showed up at my office, and I wore them around at work the other day, and people were very impressed.
Well, I have no doubt about that. See, that's the real power of social media right there.
Sure is. Every once in a while, you get a free pair of shoes. I was very excited.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman here on Downtown. His new album is called Dancing on a Weeknight. Is there a theme to the album? Is it all about your adventures in living on the moderate edge of things?
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good theme. It's like, so it's been a few years since my last album recorded. So I've gotten married in between, and that's part of it. I think it like reflects where my life is now. Is I'm married and I have a dog, and it's just very cozy is the vibe I was going for. Just like pleasant and homey.
Well, and we love your dog Busy from afar. So does she come up on the album, I hope?
Oh yeah. A lot of Busy jokes. It's arguably too many. Probably 8 to 10 minutes of Busy jokes.
You're also working on Desus and Mero on Showtime, and they had great success on Viceland in their earlier incarnation, but the reviews of their new show have been absolutely fantastic. What's the working environment like when you got yourself a hit show like that?
It's wonderful. Everyone here is just super great and talented and encouraging. It's like a great place to be and a great place to get to go in and work every day. It's been super fun so far, and I'm excited to like keep working here and keep making shows. It's like But I don't know that that's necessarily a testament to the lovely positive press we've gotten. I think it's just everyone here is great, and Jesus and Mero are so funny, and so it's like a pleasure to work for them and help make the show the best it can be.
Now, did you get caught in the middle there when early on they good-naturedly went after your former boss, John Oliver?
Excuse me? Oh, yes. That's very silly. yeah, it's great. And John is wonderful, and I work in the same building, so I've dropped down to visit their office a couple times still, too.
That's fantastic. Now, our old friend, your old friend, Ryan Wehning, was in filling in last week with us here, and he was saying that he knows your comedy pretty well, and on Last Week Tonight and on Desus and Mero, he tries to identify things that have been written by you. Do you think your style is that clear that fans can pick it up even when those lines are being delivered by somebody else?
Oh, it's very flattering. I think there are a couple of things that feel like me. But it's, you know, that they, Desus and Mero, they generate so much improvisationally, and so I'm just happy to fit in and you know, write things that are helpful to them, not trying to like make the things that they say sound too much like me.
Well, they also cover so much ground in the show too that I have to think, as a writer, it's wonderful to have so many different directions that you can go.
Yeah, it's really nice. They have such like a broad base of like cultural touchstones and interests, and so it's like very fun to have kind of a far-ranging, really silly at times show.
So tell us how we can get our hands on the album, Dancing on a Weeknight. The pre-sale, is that underway now or starting very soon, right?
Pre-sale starts tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
You can pre-order the vinyl. So it's coming out. My last album was cassette. This album is vinyl. My next one, you'll have to go. It's going to be a cave painting.
Oh, I was hoping for an 8-track.
No, I'm skipping right past. but you can go to the record label that's putting out, Blonde Medicine. Their website now has, you can pre-order the vinyl now, and the digital will be starting tomorrow. And then the album's released April 19th.
Well, that is fantastic. And what about for people who want to see you live doing your thing in person?
Gosh, I am, my website, joshgondelman.com, has all my live dates. I'm doing an album release show in Los Angeles, one in New York, and hopefully touring back up through New England soon.
Sounds fantastic. Josh, I can't wait for the album. Can't wait to listen to it. And always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you great success with Dancing on a Weeknight, Desus and Mero, and everything else you've got going.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
That's Josh Gondelman here on Downtown. And again, the pre-sale happening right now, starting tomorrow.